This land was never ceded, and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Chloe with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the most talented Queensland apprentices, students and employers were celebrated on Saturday night at the 2025 Queensland Training Awards Regional Final. 743 nominations were received from across different sectors like construction, health and community services. However, only 11 winners could be selected. Minister for Finance, Trade, Employment and Training, Ros Bates, said that these awards aren't just about recognition. They're about celebrating the people who are building Queensland's future. A signalling issue has thrown the morning commute for train travellers into chaos this morning. Services on the Ipswich and Springfield trains travelling towards Central Station were suspended following a signalling issue at Milton early this morning, Queensland Rail says. Several services on the airport line have also been cancelled as a result of the signalling issue. Trains have resumed between Indooroopilly and Roma Street, however, commuters are facing residual delays of up to an hour in both directions. Replacement buses are still running between Roma Street and Corinda. In national news, water suppliers from New South Wales and Canberra are set to face off against each other next week in the 2025 Ixom Best Taste Tasting Tap Water competition. Suppliers from around the state and Capital Territory have been invited to submit a sample, which are set to be judged by members of the Water Industry Operations Association of Australia, or the WIOA. The samples are then judged on a criteria of colour, clarity, odour and taste, with the winner of the competition being invited to the national competition held in Queensland later this year. Dean Barnett, Chief Executive Officer of the WIOA, said, "This competition highlights the dedication of individuals and organisations that work tirelessly, often in challenging conditions, to provide their communities with safe, high-quality drinking water every day."
A 73-year-old pensioner is taking the National Australian Bank to the Supreme Court, claiming the bank failed to properly respond to a fraudulent $1,300 transaction in 2022. Ian Williams said NAB failed to block the suspicious activity when it occurred and refused full reimbursement unless he signed a non-disclosure agreement, waiving the bank's responsibility for the missing funds. Police CCTV evidence shows the transactions occurred 150 kilometres from Williams' home, and he was not using his phone to make those transactions. Williams learnt he could be eligible to win more than $300 million against the bank over the fraud dispute. NAB maintains it acted appropriately. However, the case could set a precedent for fraud compensation. In international news, Gisèle Pelicot, the French woman who earned international recognition after testifying at her mass rape trial last year, has been awarded France's highest award, the Knight of the Legion of Honour. Miss Pelicot publicly testified against her husband, who had drugged and raped her, and also invited dozens of strangers to abuse her for nearly a decade. She said, "I want all women who have been raped to say, Madame Pelicot did it, so I can too, and wanted to make shame swap sides from the victim to the rapist." French President Emmanuel Macron has publicly praised Miss Pelicot. He said, "Her dignity and courage moved and inspired France and the world." For your weather today, Brisbane was rather cool in the morning and is warming up in the sun. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.